Well, it was a great Masters. It started off really very windy, and that caused some problems leading into the weekend. But the weekend, Sunday, yesterday, I don't think it could have been any nicer. And Scottie Scheffler felt the same with an 11-under 68 and a second green jacket. Jordan Young, golf performance coach at Jordan Young Golf and co-host of WJR's Spin on Golf, which had their first Sunday night broadcast at 6 o'clock last night, started the season off in style. Jordan, way to go.
Yeah, thanks, Paul Dowdy, for having us on. It was a good night. The seas seemed apart for Mr. Scheffler, and I think the only thing that could stop him was maybe the birth of his first child, but that didn't happen either.
I was waiting, and I believe him when he said, no matter what was happening, he was leaving right away, catch a plane, wants to be there for the birth of his first child. And I was nervous. I was thinking, oh, my gosh, he's so close to winning. What if they call him right now? But I have a feeling they probably wouldn't have.
I think his wife probably would have faked him out on that one and maybe said, don't worry about it. But, yes, yeah, it was crazy. But how about the weather there? The wind, the first 2 days, the drama with Jason Day's pants flying away, and then
wait a minute. I didn't see it from the very beginning. How did I miss somebody's pants? Jason Day's pants flying away.
Well, not only his pants, but his sweater on day three. The tournament committee had to come up to him and ask him to remove his vest because the Malbon brand wasn't making the cut. So yeah, it was pretty interesting. That was another side topic.
Wow. Well, listen. Yeah. Nobody does it like the members of Augusta National. They maintain an iron fist. I probably can never be a member just by saying this. They maintain an iron fist and complete control over everything. So in a sense, it doesn't surprise me, but I hadn't heard that. It's kind of like, you know, many years ago when I was working in New York, I came upon Jimmy the Greek down at a bodega, and I knew that right then and there, there was some kind of an NCAA tournament or whatever. And I said, Greek, what are you doing down here? They're playing basketball right now. And he goes, yeah. I go for the last 10 minutes. And I thought, you know, it's, you know, I know a lot of people watch the Masters from the moment they can till the end. I was not able to do that, but I was able to see Saturday and Sunday. And I was astonished that we had four guys all at 6 under par at one point on the front nine. Mm-hmm. That was just incredible.
Yeah, it was looking to be a pretty cool back nine. And then, you know, Morikawa, I believe he doubled 9 and 10. And so he tipped off the board. And then a couple other guys made some bogeys. I think at one point Scheffler made a bogey. I can't remember what hole it was. It might have been 9. And he still had a 3-shot lead because everybody was falling off. And then, you know, the famous back nine at Augusta on Sunday, we were hoping for something and it just didn't happen. But Scheffler, he's relevant right now. He is in his moment. He's in his time. And this is his, we'll call it his little tiger segment here, where he's just going to run for 2 or 3 years and just beat up on everybody.
Well, I'm hoping for him for the best. He seems, I don't know him, but he seems like a nice enough guy. I think Jim Nantz does a tremendous job. I wish he could stay there forever. I don't know that he will, but Jim Nantz did a great job. And they're very high on this. Do you pronounce the Swedish guy? Is it Arberg? Oberg? How do you say
O'Baron,
his name?
O'Baron, yeah.
O'Baron?
He's going to be ranked number one in the world, I believe, in the next year or two. I'll say in 2 years he'll be number one in the world. He's that good. Just an awesome specimen, great swing, great young man. And, you know, Scheffler, too. I mean, his disposition is fabulous. I mean, they were saying yesterday he was, I didn't really hit it good here, didn't really hit it good there. And yeah, I'm just going to go home. Like it was a Sunday at the country club and you just, you know, beat the four guys you played in your group and then you're going to leave, right? Nothing seems to faze him, even wearing his second green jacket. It's just crazy how poised he is.
Well, and proudly bearing the Nike swoosh and nothing else, because I noticed many of the golfers had a couple of different sponsors, clients, I guess. I guess he's kind of taken over where Tiger left off. That must have been, I'm sure you guys covered it at the time with the Spin on Golf on WJR Sundays at 6. They were at St. John's in Plymouth kicking it off last night. But to Jordan Young, it had to be a very tough decision all the way around when Nike decided they were done with Tiger Woods.
Well, the word is that Nike is not doing that great right now. So I don't know if that's just because of Tiger or not, but they'll have people that'll fill the void. I mean, you know, whether it's Jason Day or whether it's, you know, Scheffler, whoever it might be. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, another storyline on that, Vern Lundquist, his last time at the Masters, that was pretty cool to see Tiger go and shake hands with him on 16 towards the end of his round. And that'll be it for Vern. So iconic broadcaster saying his last to the Masters.
Oh, I never even knew that that backstory on that. Well, a lot of people have a lot of stories about Tiger, but I have to tell you, from my experience, which all came about thanks to the guys at Buick and the Buick Open, and the fact that I had interviewed Tiger's dad several years ago and was able to present Tiger through the Buick guys with the recording of that interview, I was golden from that point on. I was able to interview Tiger one-on-one in a little private area, and it was extra special. I wish I would have gotten a cell phone or something. I often do, but I never asked him. And then when he went through his hell, I just wanted to offer him some encouraging words and couldn't, because forget about trying to get to him through his agents or anybody else. That ain't ever going to happen. But did anyone pick up when he left Nike? Did anyone else say, well, we want you to represent us? I don't even know. I didn't even notice if he was wearing anything, any brand names or anything.
Well, you know, he's got his own brand, right, now. So he's got his own attire on, and Sunday Red. And it's kind of a interesting kind of cat-type look to it. Looks like the backwards Slazenger logo from back in the day. I'm not really fond of it, but, you know, Tiger moves the needle like nobody else. And that's his brand that's tied in with TaylorMade Golf and PopStroke, which he owns across the United States, the putt-putt facilities that are out there that are pretty cool. So,
I'm thrilled.
Tiger's going on his own.
I was thrilled to see a Bridgestone commercial with Tiger because Bridgestone is David Coletti and Bridgestone, such big supporters of my Paul W. Smith Golf Classic for all these years. So that was thrilling for me, and because I love Bridgestone. I love David and all the people, because they're helping 55,000 kids every year through that golf tournament and the children's charities. But so that was a big deal when he left Titleist and went to Bridgestone. And slowly but surely, he continues to do everything he does. I hope his personal life is better. And I just, I don't know. I always want Tiger to do well. It just makes me feel good. And I think golf feels better when Tiger is doing well.
Absolutely agree.
But the crowds, Jordan, were unbelievable following Scheffler and on the course there at Augusta National. What a special time. Jordan Young, golf performance coach at Jordan Young Golf, co-host of Spin on Golf Sundays on WJR. Quickly tell me how we get in touch with you at Jordan Young Golf. Is there an easy way to do that?
Yeah, just website, JordanYoungGolf.com, or search me out on the web, and you can find me. I'm all over the place.
JordanYoungGolf.com, get yourself in order with your game with a good young guy. Thank you, Jordan.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much. Have a good day.
You do the same as we celebrate the second green jacket for young Scotty Scheffler at the Masters. We've got more, lots more, coming up. General Motors leaving the Rensen and moving into the old, now new Hudson site. That's a big story, and we'll have it for you coming up.